This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Referendum against the EU and the UK voting. Word is vast majority about the vote to get out. Other elections happening as well. Robert Barnes, attorney at law, really smart historian, will be joining us to cover the waterfront next segment. Not just cases against us, that'll be a minor footnote. But Avenatti, more indictments, what's happening with these demonization attacks of Trump, how they're unconstitutional. But look at the talking points, the new one that Trump's involved in a cover-up. When you've got a witch hunt going on 40 years into his past, Congress engaged in massive criminal activity. Here's Tucker Carlson reporting.
Well, thanks to Nancy Pelosi, the phrase cover-up dominated cable news today. Watch.
Nancy Pelosi describes President Trump as being engaged in a cover-up. One of the things that she said is that the Trump administration is engaged in a cover-up.
She said President Trump is engaged in a cover-up.
Comments Pelosi had made this morning that the president had engaged in a cover-up.
She accused the president of engaging in a cover-up.
The president complaining to the Speaker of the House that she accused him of a cover-up.
That phrase, cover-up, from Nancy Pelosi really set him off.
Over at MSNBC, one anchor accused the president of a cover-up for refusing to publicize his private life.
When you talk about, I don't do cover-ups, there's also the fact that he has been refusing to let his current and former aides testify, refusing to turn over documents that have been demanded, including the tax returns, also refusing to grant an interview to Robert Mueller.
Joe Concha watches an awful lot of television. He writes about media for The Hill, and he joins us tonight. Joe, is it my imagination, or did once again the Speaker of the House deliver the talking point that everyone in cable news eagerly took up and repeated?
I think you're seeing a pattern here, Tucker. I remember back in January, the term manufactured crisis was used to talk about what was going on at the U.S. southern border. And then you heard over and over, dozens upon dozens of times, and not just from one network, but different networks, different anchors or pundits or guests using that same exact term. To the word, manufactured crisis. Now, sure enough, as we know, and even the New York Times admits, it's no longer a manufactured crisis at the border. That's a real thing. Story for another time. And then we had the other crisis, which was the constitutional crisis. And that was 2 weeks ago when Bill Barr, after he testified in front of the Senate, decided not to do so with the House when they changed the rules around as far as staffers being able to question him, which had never happened in Congress before. And he said, this is going to be a circus. No thanks. I'm not going to show up. So that became a constitutional crisis. And Pelosi says that as well. And sure enough, the Media Research Center, and I get they're conservative, but the numbers here are usually accurate. They found that between May 8th and May 12th, that on ABC, CBS, NBC, CNN, and MSNBC, that exact term, constitutional crisis, was uttered 386 times. I'm not very good at math, but I'm pretty sure that's more than 70 times if you average it out per network. So yeah, it goes out one mouth, it comes out another mouth, and now here we are with cover-up, and that will be the next new constitutional crisis as far as terms that we hear over and over again, as if it's an echo chamber.
We're entering campaign season. There's a presidential campaign in progress already. At some point, these are campaign finance violations. These are television networks donating to presidential campaigns to a party and not declaring it.
Yeah, that would be very interesting to see that case be made, perhaps. But no, it just seems to be that people are taking their cues from one party in this business and not the other, particularly from Pelosi. And look, I wanted to hear some reporters yell at her the way that Trump is yelled at. What cover-up are you specifically talking about? Who's involved in this cover-up? Is Bob Mueller involved in this cover-up? Because he's been reluctant to testify to this point. So is he also part of the cover-up that now includes, I believe, Bill Barr, Don McGahn, Kate Kalin, the White House chef. I mean, who else is involved in this deep conspiracy of people who otherwise probably don't like the president that much, but are willing to put their careers on the line to cover up for him? It's quite comical on some level, actually.
It is kind of amazing. I hope we get to the bottom of it. I know there are Russians there somewhere.
Well, we Thank say you. It's comical, but these criminals are trying to sabotage our recovery.
They've not shut down our speech. We're at Infowars.com and NewsWars.com, and we're defeating the leftist tyrants.
I got mobbed on the streets by fans, but almost all of them said, we used to love you on air. It was so good to see you on, you know, the iTunes or on YouTube. Are you coming back? We're at Infowars.com. We're at NewsWars.com. Paul Watson's launched his own summit.news. We have our own videos. We have our own articles. They're trying to destroy us, but thanks to you and others having us on, Infowars is still chugging along. So we're there, folks. Tomorrow's news, today.
Infowars.com, man! Woo! Infowars.com, because that's a bunch of people out here. I'm talking about Infowars.com.
I'm at Infowars.com and NewsWars.com.
There you go.
We knew this censorship was coming forever. We have our own video streams, our own audio streams, and it's all free to air. Anybody can use it, re-upload it, do whatever you want.
People go to Infowars.com and NewsWars.com. That's where they find it. You know, there's things called websites. Please go there.
FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
Broadcasting worldwide. I wanted to get constitutional lawyer, prominent civil rights lawyer as well, Robert Barnes on, because he's been following very, very closely what's been happening with the persecution of the president. And I want to be very, very clear here. If Michael Moore was put in prison, given a multi-year prison sentence, and spent 9 months in jail, for getting five of his friends to give small campaign donations to somebody, I'd say that was political persecution. That happened to Dinesh D'Souza, and everybody from the Young Turds to Michael Moore celebrated it. And now you've got massive persecution of the free press going on in this country, not by Trump, but by Obama previously, and now by state prosecutors against these pro-lifers that got the pro-abortionist on tape at restaurants and other places talking about making millions of dollars off selling baby parts, which is illegal. Even the LA Times said, this is persecution of the press. Well, I don't like Bill Clinton, and I didn't like Barack Obama. There was plenty of stuff to go after them that was real. Selling out the country, missile secrets, open borders. But imagine if they wanted to go back 40 years into Obama's tax returns or his kids' tax returns or his family's. If they wanted to put it all over television, if they wanted to illegally spy on him and then get caught spying on him. That's really the issue here. And I was talking to Barnes this weekend about it. He was making a lot of great points. I said, please come on the show next week. He's been busy in court and things. He could do it today to lay out the facts here. Because this is very, very clear. They're calling it a constitutional crisis. Well, that's only if the questions are so close for my research that there's a debate there. I don't think there is a constitutional crisis, Bob, or maybe I'm wrong. Isn't this a crisis in that the Democrats are completely authoritarian and out of control?
That is precisely the case. I mean, what is frightening here is Congress historically has been limited in its subpoena power. So historically, Congress cannot use as its excuse to go after private citizens, go after private records. It can only use its very limited subpoena power. To give you an idea, the United States Senate never even did or used its subpoena power for investigative purposes for the first 70 years of our constitutional republic. So this was not something that was considered by the founders to be inherent in Congress. In fact, they were afraid of abuse of power by Congress because of what had happened in the Parliament. In Parliament in the UK, they had used their quote-unquote subpoena powers and quasi-prosecutorial powers to wrongfully harass ministers, put people in the Tower, all kinds of abuses. So the whole point and purpose was that the executive branch would have the enforcement power, not the legislative branch. And the legislative branch's subpoena power is limited to solely oversight of the government officials themselves related to their public conduct or related to matters of pending legislation. And what they've done here is they've completely eviscerated that. The two Obama-appointed judges, one in D.C., one yesterday in New York, issued orders that compelled banks, accountants, and private agencies to disclose a wide range of records that concerned the records of private Americans, including records of President Trump before he was ever president, before he was ever a candidate. But it went beyond that. It went to businesses and organizations merely because they have an affiliation or association with Trump. It even included the records of minor citizens, minor children. This is how insane this is. So when you add it up and you aggregate it, what you get is something that's very disturbing, that's something that's very unsettling, because these two decisions completely eviscerate and eliminate privacy for all Americans in the entire country, because the records that are being looked at are the private records of private citizens during a time period that they were entirely private and the president himself was a private citizen, and they have no limit. Neither judge put any limit at all on the scope of these subpoenas or the records that can be obtained. They are using Trump to get Obama-appointed judges to issue unprecedented power to the Democrats in Congress to go after anybody, anywhere, any place, any time, for any reason. And it goes even beyond that, because what they actually publicly stated yesterday, the Democrats' lawyer in court said their entire purpose of getting all of these intimate, private, financial, personal records was to publicly disclose those records to the world. So this is a shocking, frightening, unprecedented invasion of privacy that threatens the rights of every American, and that if it's not reversed by the higher courts, either the appellate courts or the Supreme Court, no American's privacy is any longer protected from the United States Congress.
So let me, as a layperson that tracks this, quantify it, and you correct me if I'm wrong. After hijacking the executive, even after Obama left office, they left stay-behind groups in there, rogue groups, that ran this illegal, out-of-control witch hunt that came up completely dry. And as you said, the executive is who carries out these prosecutions. So now we have a real constitutional crisis, not that Trump won't give this up, but that the legislative, via the Democrats, is now trying to usurp the executive power of prosecution, of investigation, and is now completely rogue, mad dog, complicit with a controlled corporate press, most of it owned by foreign operatives like the Chinese, communist, and they are, as you said, publicly admitting they intend to harass everyone involved, twist everything involved, just like they're doing with us in the Sandy Hook situation. I mean, this really is the tactic to take law in this country and then to completely subvert it.
Absolutely. In fact, it even goes further than that, because the executive branch would not have the capacity to issue this kind of subpoena that goes to so many records of so many people over such a long period of time that is not limited in any way, shape, or form. Even the Obama-appointed judge yesterday in New York admitted that this was an extraordinarily overly broad subpoena, yet then took no action at all to limit or restrict the scope of it. So this is something that a judge would not have the authority to do. This is something that the prosecutor would not have authority to do. A grand jury would not have the authority to do. Civil litigants in civil discovery normally would not have the power to do, because this goes far beyond just records that are material or pertinent to a particular inquiry. These are just, hey, we would like to look at all your records over a 10, 20-year time period.
Which, by the way, people don't understand, even with cheap lawyers, it would cost Trump hundreds of millions of dollars, and then there's no way to comply with all of it, which they're going to claim contempt. So pulling back from this is beyond a runaway train then, Bob Barnes, and this is a foaming-at-the-mouth, piranha-like attack. What does the president need to do? I know he needs to refuse it. declare executive privilege. But when you've got runaway courts and activist judiciary with activist media, with activist Democrats in a trifecta of authoritarianism, what does Trump do?
It's going to be a little bit counterintuitive for him, but what he needs to do is this is really not about him. This is about, he needs to make this case about the privacy rights of every single American. Make it about the minor child's records that they're trying to seize. Make it about third-party business records they're trying to seize. Make it about the private citizens' records they're trying to seize. Make it say that in the name of attacking him, they're trying to deny Americans their fundamental constitutional rights to privacy that will eliminate and eviscerate those rights for them. Do they want Congress or some congressperson who has a personal grievance or grudge to wage a personal war and use their congressional power against them? This threatens every American, everywhere, for all of the future.
So you just said, we're going to come back and flesh this out. As a prominent constitutional lawyer and civil rights lawyer, very prominent, one of the top guys in the country, folks, in case you didn't know, with Robert Barnes here. You just said it, just like I was saying. It's what they're doing to me. It's what they're doing to everybody. This is new legal tyranny, judicial tyranny, with Democrats in the legislative branch, and it's a threat to everyone. And so this is a giant out-of-control power grab, and you're right. Trump shouldn't make it about how he had done anything wrong. We know that. He has to make it about this is a total power grab, usurpation, reign of terror. We'll be back with Robert Barnes, ladies and gentlemen. Get this live feed out. Tweet it. Facebook it.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, my name name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Lawyer, one of the winningest records out there, really smart fella. He is not giving you rhetoric. He's not telling you what he wants to believe about Trump. He's not even Republican or Democrat. He's nonpartisan. He's telling you the reality. And if you've studied history like I have, I know most of you have, you've never heard of anything like this. I mean, when you've got a woman in the White House having sex with the president, and then she goes public and things, there's some way for the courts to get involved because there's a real person. Something's happened. There's a individual that has standing. But when Trump doesn't have any criminal past or any criminal history or any problems, and then as soon as he runs for office, he goes from being popular to Satan, and he's found completely innocent after a three-year illegal proctology exam fiasco. They've all committed all these incredible crimes to do it. And now they, with selected jurisdictions in Chicago, in Cook County, and in Maryland, in Baltimore, and in D.C., and in the Southern District of New York, with Obama and Hillary appointed, foaming at the mouth, attack dogs, saying, "We're going to get him, he's going down," when they started the investigations. Well, that's just insane. And, you know, Robert, what blows me away here is how naked they are at even admitting it's political, and the talking points, and Pelosi stuttering, and the fact that, though, Trump isn't more on the offense. We'll talk about that more in the next segment, but sure, he's appointed this U.S. attorney that, you know, goes after corrupt FBI and stuff. Okay, great. You know, they're getting really scared, but now this isn't just about Trump's duty to prosecute the deep state. They aren't giving up, it looks like to me. They're putting their afterburners on, and I'm just wondering how bad this is going to get. What do you think is going to unfold here? Like you said, this is unprecedented.
Precisely. I mean, for example, back at the end of the 1900s, there was an attempt by the by Congress to go after people that were some of the robber barons. And those are some of the, you know, people who actually were involved in extensive levels of corruption, et cetera. The United States Supreme Court said, no, you can't do that. Congress does not have the power to use its legislative power to pretend to be a prosecutorial body and invade the privacy of third parties or private citizens. This continued throughout after the during the HUAC committees, the House Un-American Activities Committee, advised by Democrats, run by Democrats, controlled by Democrats in the 1950s, which actually it was not the Joe McCarthy Committee that actually did most of the abuses. It was the Democratic House Committee that did most of the abuses. The abuses were so bad, the U.S. Supreme Court stepped in again. Famous case called Watkins versus the United States, where the Supreme Court again stated Congress does not have the power to ransack people's private thoughts, private records, through compelled testimony or compelled disclosure of financial or other records. Then other courts have followed that up in the 60s and 70s when Congress used its aging committee or its other committee, select subcommittee on aging, select subcommittee on different items to try to go after private citizens, and repeatedly, including the Southern District of New York in a Bergman case, said, no, you can't do that. You can't seek private records of private citizens. You can't. Your sole and whole objective is to craft and draft and pass laws. It's not to try to enforce laws. It's not to try to apply laws. It is not try to ransack people's personal private records, because they knew how dangerous it would be if we have these peeping Tom politicians being able to ransack or go window shopping to any American citizen they just happen to dislike or who is their political or ideological adversary. And that is precisely what is taking place now by Congress. And that is why it is such a unique, unprecedented, unparalleled threat. And it is ironic that it is happening because of a president who's been completely innocent and who's only been guilty of getting the ordinary, everyday American people to support a political revolution to try to overturn the institutionalized corruption that led us to this stage and place to where Trump could get elected in the first place.
Pulling back from this, you just crystallized it perfectly. This is the legislative branch taking on the executive branch, which is over the FBI, the CIA, all of it. Literally, this is a power grab for the first time in 240-something years of our history. This is the first time at this level, as you pointed out, it happened back in the 50s a little bit, that the legislative branch has tried to basically make itself all three branches of government, because it's acting like a judiciary, it's acting like the legislature, and it's also trying to act like the executive. And then it's engaged in all of this intimidation and threats. It's really become a tyranny.
Precisely. It's classic, an extension of what Obama did with the presidency. It is an attempt to usurp authority that previously they did not have and that the Constitution explicitly denied them. So you see them adjudicating Attorney General Barr in contempt. Well, that's the judiciary branch's objective and obligation, and the prosecutorial branch's duty and obligation. And here you have them usurping the executive branch's investigative role and doing so in a way that even the executive branch could not get away with. The executive branch would need probable cause of criminal conduct to have a grand jury try to examine these records. And even then, they would.
Oh, yeah. Mueller only asked for a few years of Roger Stone stuff. He didn't say give us 40 years. And people were saying Mueller was out of control.
Oh, absolutely. What it is they're unsatisfied with what Mueller did, so they've decided they're just going to replace Mueller, and in the process they're going to eviscerate the privacy rights of every single American to achieve it and accomplish it. And unfortunately, they have a bunch of complicit Obama-appointed judges who are making decisions that are purely politically motivated. To give a parallel, to give an example, does anybody think that if the Republican Senate, assuming they ever got cojones, actually decided to subpoena Joe Biden's and Hunter Biden's and the Biden's family records for the time period in which
Biden was
president?
The Democrats would never put up with that. Hell, Schiff has come out and even said that they can't have Biden's records from 2 years ago on Ukraine.
Exactly. So here you have Biden's records related to his family's getting huge payoffs from Chinese government officials, from Ukrainian oligarchs, and from others, according to various published reliable allegations in the press, that's far more reliable and trustworthy than the completely discounted, discredited allegations against the president. And yet, if any subpoena was issued for those records, these same Obama-appointed judges would suddenly remember and rediscover their
Schiff, as you know, last week signaled, he said, our committee won't hear it, we're not going to ask for it, and no judges should. Nothing Biden's done is subpoenable. He is above the law because it's political, because he's running for office. Well, Trump's running for office, too. So, the paradox here, where they don't care how hypocritical they look now.
Oh, exactly. I mean, for example, what would have happened if the Republican House, when it actually had control, had subpoenaed all the records of anybody connected to the Clinton Foundation? There would have been a more legitimate basis for that than there is of this. And yet all of the Obama-appointed judges would have remembered the First Amendment rights, the Fourth, Fifth, and Sixth Amendment rights, which encompass the right to privacy of every ordinary American against congressional intrusion and invasion of that privacy by peeping Tom politicians. And that is why this is so dangerous. This is authorizing every politician in Congress to become a peeping Tom against the ordinary privacy rights of everyday Americans.
This isn't a witch hunt. This is an inquisition. Robert Barr's our guest. We'll talk about how he thinks Trump should strike back. Plus, high Canadian courts has threatened us. There's an article on InfoWars.com. They say you will not report on us drugging small children and chopping their genitals off. I'm not kidding. They're telling us in America, we'll chop their balls off. Sit down and shut up.
The globalists are hyper-competitive, scientific dictators. They are technocrats. They are control freaks in their own words. And they believe allowing you to live your own life and make your own decisions gets in the way of their great destiny to merge with AI gods. Now, we're fighting them hard in cyberspace. We're fighting them hard right here in the third dimension. But one of the biggest places that we neglect to forget that we've really got a lot of control in our lives is our bodies. If I wasn't taking the highest quality supplements from InfoWarsLife.com, I couldn't do it. That's why we decided to take our original Secret 12 that was incredibly high quality medical development and double the strength of it in a new formula, Ultra 12. Ultra 12 is undoubtedly the strongest, highest quality B12 over-the-counter that you're going to find anywhere. It is amazing. Experience pure methylcobalamin B12 for yourself and fund the second American revolution against the tyrants at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
smashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones.
Gentlemen, Robert Barnes, constitutional lawyer, civil rights lawyer with one of the most successful records in the country, joins us. And we've been talking about the incredible usurpation of power, the legislative under the Democrats in the House becoming a government unto themselves. They already tried to put Mueller up there as this god. That failed. That whole operation was a crime. It's now come out. Now they're going even further. So what does President Trump need to do? Recapping some of what you already said, himself and the way he handles this, but also what do we do? What should the executive do proactively, not just in how we ourselves respond to being accused of being criminals by these criminals, by this Inquisition, but how does the president go on the offense against this with all the crimes they've already committed? Because it's clear they're not suing for peace when they've been caught committing all these crimes. They're going for broke. So recap what you said. Very powerful, very historical, that this is cancer. The Democrats can't pass their gun confiscation. They can't pass their open borders. They're just doing it by fiat. And so at every level, it's just a total power grab. Break that down for us.
Sure. So the president needs to assert that this is one of the most dangerous and precarious threats to individual privacy in the history of this country. And while it is about him personally, the reality is the precedent that can be set by this case will endanger the privacy rights of every ordinary American, will make Congress a third party of the surveillance state, and allow any politician to become a peeping Tom politician and to spy on any citizen anywhere in the country that they happen to disagree with, using their congressional powers to do so, powers that the Constitution explicitly and expressly denied Congress in the first place. Secondly, the president needs to use the power of his public platform to both educate and inform and to motivate the American public to recognize how consequential this issue is. Judges and courts and everybody else pays attention to what's happening in the court of public opinion, and it is critically essential, as important as to the courts of law, that the public opinion rally behind the president to recognize that whatever anyone even thinks of the president, this is the kind of invasion of privacy that is both unprecedented and unparalleled, and that cannot be permitted to take place in the United States if we are to have constitutional rights and liberties against the power of an invasive Congress. Third, the actions that need to be taken by the executive branch writ large is to continue to fight this fight in the courts, but also to examine opportunities it can have to put these politicians on the other side of the aisle. So, Leo, let's have, if it's going to be open season, then parts of the executive branch can examine whether or not they can do investigations into the Clinton Foundation, whether that should be reopened, whether they can do an investigation into the Biden corruption. And both parties and both sides can play at this. And the executive branch is the only one that has the constitutional authority to actually do so. So I think that the courts need to be put into the position where they recognize the errors of their ways, where they recognize this will not be applied just in a one-way fashion to favor just one side. And if they recognize that, hopefully they will then realize that they need to reassert the original constitutional rights and liberties that were always present, and that this is the rights that were founded from the beginning of the country. Ordinary citizens do not get to have their personal thoughts, personal ideas, and personal records ransacked by prying, peeping Tom politicians.
I want you to elaborate on that, but just at an instinctive level as an American, as just a father, as a businessman, as a journalist, they've committed all these crimes, illegal spying, all of it, they've been caught. And then now they don't get in trouble and they start 20-something new investigations and are going to subpoena thousands of people and hundreds of Trump's companies to obviously harass the living hell out of him. What if Trump Because they say Trump doesn't even have the power to order the FBI to investigate people, when he obviously does constitutionally. Imagine if he says, fine, I want 40 years of Pelosi and her whole mafia family. I want 40 years of, of all these other crazy people, like Maxine Waters and her husband getting tens of millions to his own private bank directly from her. Or if Trump says, okay, we're going to subpoena 30 years or 40 years of Obama's records, they would crap their pants, flip out, and run into the shadows. But instead, Trump is surrounded by all these lawyers and these FBI leaders that I think are working for the other side, and they just tell him to sit there like a sitting duck and take this crap. He has the constitutional authority to light their ass up. And so I say, let's go after Pelosi and Hillary and Obama and do exactly what they're doing to Trump. They'll put their tail between their legs and leave immediately and let America be great again. Why in the hell, then, is that not happening?
Exactly. For example, the president could do that publicly, independent of the executive power that he has.
He comes out and says what we just said. He said it's common sense. They just did it to me, and it's not even their jurisdiction. It's my jurisdiction, and now I'm coming for you. They have opened the frickin' door.
Oh, precisely. And what he could do is he could make an offer of settlement, that he will drop all challenges and contests to any subpoena that the Democratic Congress is issuing in exchange for all of the exact same records that they are subpoenaing from him of the same category and kind be disclosed by every Democratic member of Congress, by Congressman Amash up in Michigan who wants to talk about impeachment. They can look at his Chinese financial ties, by the last two Democratic presidents. Both President Obama, all of his sealed records that are still sealed, all get publicly disclosed, and President Clinton, including the Clinton Foundation, and every Democratic candidate for president. State of California is trying to condition ballot access on various things they can't do constitutionally. Well, fine. Let's have everybody abide by the same standards. The Democrats in the House are saying we should have a uniform set of rules, that we need to have full transparency of public officials. And that's why we're doing all of this microscopic, macroscopic inquiry into private citizens' records. And that's why we're prying into private citizens' records from time periods that the president himself was a private citizen. Okay, fine. Let's have Pelosi do the same. Let's have every Democratic congressman do the same. Let's have every Democratic senator do the same. Let's have every Democratic candidate for the presidency, including Senator Joe Biden and his family members, Hunter Biden, do the same. And he should publicly offer that. And then the utility of it is, if they were sincere, if they were correct, they would take them up. But everybody knows there's zero chance they will do that. And consequently, it will expose them for the hypocrisy and the duplicity with which they are operating. It suggests that they are the ones that are operating in secret, hiding information. I mean, the president, Trump, is one of the only politicians in recent American history to get poorer by going into public office. All of these other politicians.
LBJ went from like a million to like 2 billion or something. Exactly. And it's insane. And he waived executive privilege on millions of emails, and no one ever did that.
Oh, precisely. Well, I mean, as you've experienced, Alex, the parties that when you voluntarily provide information, when you willingly provide information, when you help facilitate the providing of information, all you do is get a tax for it. I mean, the idea that Nancy Pelosi could be out yesterday talking about a cover-up when this has been the most transparent presidency in response to an illicit, unauthorized, unjust witch hunt in American political history is just absurd. But he can expose all of it. He can say, look, you guys claim that you want transparency for all public officials from their prior private conduct and anybody connected to them. I'll do that if you do that. You have all the Democratic
candidates. And it would be game over right then.
Precisely. None of them can do it. I mean, Joe Biden's family has gotten rich while he's in office. How did that happen? Nancy Pelosi got rich while she was in office. How did that happen? Dianne Feinstein got rich while she was in office. How did that happen? Kamala Harris got sweetheart book deals. How did that happen? Go through every Democratic politician who is President Obama hit all his college education.
And that goes back to the fact that we're going to break here, that they're the oldest party in the country. They've been getting away with everything forever. They're the one party system in this country. The Republicans have just been these bitch slap little minions. And here comes this wild card Trump, and they don't know what to do. And you're absolutely right. They have opened the door for all of us. I want to shift gears into other issues. Avenatti indicted again, as you predicted here on air a month or so ago. Where that's going. We're going to look at the big elections in Europe. We're going to look at this situation with the parliament and the courts in Canada.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Famous Footwear supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
My friends, we are living in epic times. These are not boring times. Constitutional lawyer, successful national lawyer, civil rights lawyer, Bob Barnes is going to ride shotgun with us 50 minutes the next hour. Then Millie Weaver, our reporter, is going to be in studio with more breaking news. I've covered a lot of news so far, but I've got to tell you, I haven't covered 10%. That's why you've got to go to newswars.com. You've got to go to infowars.com. The globalists, the corporate media, the anti-free speech wolves are working around the clock to try to shut us down. because our information is powerful. I mean, what you just heard Robert Barnes talk about is bedrock constitution, Supreme Court rulings. That's why they can't have us on air, is because we're covering facts here. And we have the fathers in studio whose wives take their daughters in Texas and in Canada and in England. We've had them on. And then their daughters, their sons, get chemically or physically castrated. And they have no say because the state tricked them to do it. Well, now I've got the courts in Canada threatening me to not talk about it because there's these gag orders everywhere. And don't talk about kids being sterilized. I mean, this is crazy. Canadian court tries to stop Alex Jones from covering trans child case. Everybody says, hey, why didn't somebody stand up? Why didn't somebody fight? Why didn't somebody stand up? Well, you go show an abortion clinic, keeping babies alive and selling their organs, you get indicted. You don't get a Nobel Prize. You expose kids being chemically sterilized. You get courts threatening to arrest you. And listen, I'm willing to get arrested. I'm just saying, folks, you get, like, we're fighting, right? Like we're not just up here shooting our mouths off. I mean, we're under total attack because we stand up for children and everybody else, and not because we're heroes. My instinct is to stand up for kids. That's just a default. I walk out in a parking lot and some guy's beating up a kid or a woman for no reason. I'm going to tell them to stop, and if they don't stop, I'm going to stomp their head in the ground or die trying. It's not because I'm Mr. Badass. My cells are all aligned towards doing the right thing. And you know what? Evil has never beaten me yet because you've always backed me. And I'll never give up, and I'll never give in, but I might give out, folks, like an old horse. And, you know, that'd probably be a gift when it actually happens, but I want to run this course as hard as I can for you and for myself and my family. And it's personal for me, and they've done a lot of stuff to me, and that makes this actually a sweet fight. But literally, I need oxygen in my lungs. I need wind in my sails. I need, like the Bible says, out of God's nostrils, he created the earth. That, well, you are little g. You're in the image of God. Your breath, your financial support is your will, your work, your strength is what is in my sails. It's like the old parables of the Greek gods that people forgot them, they died. Well, it's stories, folks. If we forget America, if we forget free market, we forget real liberalism, not the fake modern liberalism, but real freedom, it'll die. But if we remember it, our story's better than their story. Like the last Game of Thrones episode. With so much hype, I watched the last season. It was pretty powerful. And they're sitting there talking about having a new king instead of a new war, and they say, people don't do all this for gold. They'll do it for flags. They do it for stories. And we've got the better story. Story that delivers. But this isn't like Netflix where you turn it on and Hollywood's funding it. This is the embattled operation. This is an operation where I wish back in the heyday I could snap my fingers and bring in millions of dollars. But I was like, oh, I have enough. So I didn't try to hoard piles of money. I should have, like a big fat dragon. I didn't. Now, we need the funds. We have big specials, Memorial Day specials, that are running 60% off ExtendaWise for your heart and cardiovascular. Myco's EX, knock out the candida mold and stuff in your guts. It's amazing. 60% off. Bodies, Ultimate Turmeric Formula, 95% humanoid. Nobody else has that. It is the best. Learn about how great it is. 50% off. A bunch of other specials. A lot of new products. InfoWarsStore.com. And I'm not going to belabor this. It's just, if you believe in this fight, you want to take the globalist on, this is the tip of the spear. And we're going to go down swinging regardless. I want to thank all the folks that have supported us, but don't let them extinguish this flame. Get products you need. Coffee, toothpaste, all of the highest quality. The new 8-pack power stack, the bone broth. Just get the products with the hundreds of thousands of votes and 5 stars on third-party sites and air filtration and water filtration. It's all there. And know that we appreciate you and we thank you. Shop with us, economically support us, and we commit to you. We won't stop until we either win or I give out. And I've already tried to set it up where even if that happens, we're going to keep going. All right, going back to Robert Barnes here. We've talked a lot about Trump and the incredible tyranny we're seeing. And since I have more time with you, another 15 minutes of the next hour, let's spend this time finishing up with Trump. What do you think the psychology is that we've got all the cards as nationalists? The globalists have been caught in all this fraud, all this illegal spying. They've launched 20-plus investigations. And then I guess Trump still doesn't have control of the executive. He can't get the FBI and others to attack when it's clear and present and ridiculous for the law and our own self-interest that he should do this. I mean, what the hell? How much will we put up with?
I mean, no doubt. I mean, the extraordinary factor is if anyone doubted the existence of a deep state, which was originated in the construct by a writer for The Economist back in the end of the 19th century to describe the dual state, which was how could you have part of the government continue to function and operate as if elections don't exist? And he was just describing that phenomenon as this, there's this new administrative state that basically replaces the elected portion of government. This became further developed by people studying fascism, particularly German refugee professors in the 1940s. And then that evolved mostly by the left in the 60s and 70s into the term deep state to describe the rise of intelligence operations and high-ranking law enforcement and executive branch government components of the United States and foreign governments, explaining how they could be completely immune from public elections. Well, the Trump's election proves that without any question or beyond any doubt, because here you have the president of the United States, not even in control of his own FBI, not even in control of his own Department of Justice and large parts of it, not even control over the CIA, not even control over large parts of the intelligence infrastructure of the counterintelligence operations at the FBI and the CIA. So it's frightening and terrifying the degree and the scope to which the president's election and his lack of power over his own executive branch, and now he's facing a position where Congress is pretending to be the executive branch and pretending to be the judicial branch, but doing it with the co-option of the judicial branch on behalf of the Democratic members of House, who have Obama's view of their own power. Just as Obama thought of himself as not only president, but also Congress and also the judicial branch whenever and wherever he could. The first president to launch a massive spying campaign against his competitor to his preferred candidate in an election season. The biggest surveillance spying scandal in history was under President Obama. The biggest levels of witch hunt prosecutions against whistleblowers was under President Obama. But now you have judges appointed by President Obama putting their imprint on the judiciary, and that imprint is frightening. That imprint is going to a degree that, you know, Stalinist courts would have been afraid to have gone. So when you go to the point where you believe the legislative branch can usurp all other branches of government and to invade the privacy of ordinary Americans without any limit or restriction at all, then we're to a place in a position where the president is basically being limited and hamstrung by the people that are supposed to be working for him. Nobody in the executive branch was elected except President Trump. And yet it's all the unelected people who are dictating policy, dictating prosecutorial decisions, dictating investigative decisions. I mean, for example, the Department of Justice should have long ago opened up investigations into big tech. The FEC should have opened up investigations into big tech for meddling in elections. Here you have Facebook. We talked earlier about the European elections. Facebook has been meddling in the European elections by having a secret blacklist of people to target, of people to censor, of people to demonetize, of people to deplatform in different ways, sometimes overtly, sometimes subvertly, and they've done it all the way through to try to influence the elections in the UK and Europe.
Wow.
And yet, what we have is a Department of Justice, a Federal Elections Commission, a Federal Communications Commission that has done nothing about it. They've done zero. They've done zilch. They've done zunka. They've done nada. And yet, why? And yet we spent 2 years investigating a fake Facebook campaign that was a fake investigation into a few low-level ads by a Russian internet troll company that had zero impact and influence on
the
election.
You said it. We're coming back in 2 minutes, but this is historic election meddling by the bureaucrats that have parlayed power to the deep state, big tech, for their own enrichment. They have stolen the First Amendment. They are trying to convert us to an authoritarian model with big media, with the universities. And then there's Trump and other nationalists getting elected everywhere. And despite all the oppression, all the censorship, all the tyranny, we're set to see all across the EU anti-globalist nationalists being elected. So how do you think they strike back? We'll ask Robert Barnes, constitutional lawyer, these questions on the other side and more. Hour number 3 straight ahead, InfoWars.com. Tomorrow's news today, InfoWars.com is the shield of the Republic. We'll be right back.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.